You're listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network.
This is the Quality News Network. Federal prosecutors will investigate the destruction of CIA videotapes showing agents interrogating terrorism suspects. Attorney General Michael Mukasey announced that the Justice Department will try to determine whether any laws were broken. An inquiry found that there is sufficient evidence to pursue possible criminal charges. Presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Mike Huckabee continue to hold narrow leads over their competitors in the run-up to tomorrow's Iowa caucuses. New Hampshire's primary is next week. A prisoner who overpowered four guards, took their weapons, and escaped from a hospital in suburban Washington, D.C., has been shot to death by Maryland State Police during their attempt to recapture him. The 45-year-old convict was serving life in prison for kidnapping, hijacking, and robbery. Kenya continues to burn as international pressure mounts for an investigation into the recent contested presidential election. The death toll in the rioting has topped 300. Meantime, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is making a round of diplomatic telephone calls to Kenyan leaders, prodding them to put a stop to the violence. Hours after Pakistan's Election Commission announced a 6-week delay in the parliamentary vote, the party of assassinated former Pakistani Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto announced it will take part in those February 18th elections. A team of British investigators from Scotland Yard is heading to Pakistan to investigate the assassination of Bhutto. President Pervez Musharraf announced he requested that investigation. On the day she died, former Prime Minister Bhutto was scheduled to hand over a secret report on the election fraud to two prominent U.S. congressmen. She was assassinated hours before that meeting with Representatives Patrick Kennedy and Arlen Specter. The government of Sri Lanka has withdrawn its 6-year ceasefire agreement with Tamil Tigers. The announcement came just after the bombing of a military bus, killing 4 people in downtown Colombo. Tiger rebels are suspected there. And villagers and tourists are fleeing an erupting volcano in southern Chile. The volcano began spewing ash and lava last night. Authorities trying to evacuate more than 50 people stranded in a nearby national park. You're listening to the Quality News Network.
You know you can depend on QNN for honest news. Now we want you to know about an honest source of information on one of the country's most desirable vacation destinations, Carmel by the Sea on California's beautiful central coast. That source is the best address in Carmel, carmel.com. Just a few simple clicks and you're visiting a website that mirrors all that Carmel stands for: quality, character, tradition, beauty, the great outdoors by the sea, cultural heritage, and the best shopping, charming inns, superb dining, world-class art, music, and theater, a cornucopia of delights. So when you're planning your next getaway, go to the best address in Carmel, carmel.com, for tips on everything Carmel. Then put that information to good use by visiting Carmel by the Sea for an unforgettable getaway. Carmel.com.
The former Daimler Chrysler hit with the largest fine ever assessed against any company for violating fuel economy standards set by the U.S. government. The more than $30 million fine was levied for imported passenger cars from 2006, in particular the Crossfire. The factory sector in the U.S. shrank last month as new orders dried up. The Institute for Supply Management says the new orders index fell about 3%. Only 15% of firms reported rising orders last month. Mexico's state-owned oil company Pemex is warning production is slowing dramatically and predicts output could decline as much as a third in less than a decade. That's bad news for the world energy market in general and Mexico in particular, since the country earns 40% of its revenue from oil. The price of crude jumped to a new record today, $100 a barrel. Last year, crude oil rose nearly 58%. That's the largest jump in a decade. The price of gold also hitting new heights. Metals value shot through its previous peak of $850 to trade at over $859 an ounce earlier today. The slipping dollar, surging oil revenues, and conflict in Pakistan cited for that rise. At today's close of Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average sunk 221 points to end at 13,043. And there's more at QualityNewsNetwork.com. I'm Barbara Lewis.
Head On is brought to you every night by the West Virginia District Council of Carpenters and Millwrights. Union Carpenters and Millwrights, they're building the American dream. Free speech isn't free if you don't use it. So call Bob now at 1-877-4-HEAD-ON. That's 1-877-443-2366. Now, here's Bob Kincaid on the Head On Radio Network.
Well, howdy! For the sake of artifice and getting along, we will say that this is a new year, and I welcome you to it. I'm refreshed. I'm energized. I had an absolute orgy of college football yesterday, but I gotta let you in on something. I'm still a little bit distracted because tonight my beloved West Virginia University Mountaineers tee it up against those wagon driving Oklahoma people for what is apparently supposed to just be a matter of shooting fish in a barrel for the Sooners. I am hoping against hope that it is not. Kickoff is slated for roughly 8 p.m. Eastern time, so I will have to rely on those of you in the chat room and those of you communicating by email to do play-by-play for me while I'm here behind the microphone. Can we work it that way? Yeah. Because, you know, I was listening to some reruns that we had going over the holiday break, and I realized I've become quite bad at giving out the email address for any of those who might want to make contact, new listeners, that sort of thing, those sort of folks, because, you know, we're constantly expanding our reach here on the internet, this marvelous series of tubes, and I don't give out the address as often as I should. So for those of you who might want to get in touch with the program, the email address to reach me, and this is, you know, good at any time, I try to respond on and off air, Bob, B-O-B, at headonradio.com. Bob at headonradio.com. Learn it, know it, use it. The phone numbers you know as well. We can get right to the phones if you want to, or we can babble a little bit. I can babble a little bit, you know, me and that mouse in my pocket. On your own long-distance unlimited plan, it would be 304-658-5453. If you need us to pay the freight, it's 800, see how long I've been away? 877-443-2366, 877, the numeral 4, head on, if you like to spell on your, you know, telephone keypad thingy. So it's a little bit slow today, and I think that's probably a good thing, because as of tomorrow, we go straight out of the holiday relaxation period, and into the dead sprint all the way to November. And we're just slightly more than 365 days away, 377 or something, away from saying a certainly not fond, but God knows agonizingly waited for farewell to that pig-eyed, jug-eared little lout who occupies the White House. So there's not going to be any let up. Don't count on it here. Don't count on it for yourself. It is going to be a dead run all the way. And of course, not just a dead run for the candidates. We're going to be up to our necks in slime and sleaze, especially once the Democratic candidate for president has been selected through the primary process. Then the Republican filth machine will gear up such as you have never imagined. And we're going to be absolutely... You thought Swift voting was nasty? You thought what Lee Atwater did to Michael Dukakis was more than 15 years ago was filthy? You thought Florida in 2000 was dirty? You thought Ohio in 2004 was awful? The Republican filth machine is going to start gearing up, and I mean they're going to pump the steam to it until it fairly feels like the nation is going to split asunder. Because please remember, right-wing, authoritarian, pig-licking SOBs don't give a hoot about this country, and they don't care what they tear down or whom they destroy in their shameless, whorish, filthy desire to gain and retain power. Patriotism means nothing to them. Morality means nothing to them. It is all a naked greed, an unmitigated hunger without surcease to have power. And of course, beyond all of that, it's worth remembering that we come back from the holiday, not just on any old day. You know what tonight is.
On this every other Wednesday afternoon discussion club, we are going to have more to discuss on this every other Wednesday afternoon than we ever had on any other every other Wednesday afternoon.
That's right, brethren and sistren. It is prayer meeting night here on the Head On Radio Network. I am Bishop Bob in the Cathedral of Common Sense. Come on down to the altar, lay your hands upon the subwoofer, and feel the rays of healing faith a flowing through your mind as you become healed from the right-wing excesses of American media. Get your magic cookie and a swallow of your magic wine and understand that common sense herein prevails. We will go straight to the phones on this prayer meeting Wednesday. Let's see who we've got. Hey, welcome to the program.
Good evening, Bob. How you doing?
Hey, Jim. How are you?
Just a couple things before you get into your monologue, because guess who's going to be on Jay Leno tonight?
Oh, that would be the brother Reverend Mac Hooksterby, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I believe it would be. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, that SOB can sure cross a picket line, can't he?
Well, I just don't have anything to say about that man, other than the fact that I think he's an asshole and he's dangerous.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
But there's something I just want to share with you very briefly, and this is about, of all things, Walmart. And I had recorded before Christmas on, I think it was Encore,
mm-hmm.
a program about Walmart, and it was entitled The High Cost of Buying Low.
Yes, that would be Robert Greenwald's film.
My God, I can't believe that company. And the practices they use and the way they mistreat their employees. They have spies among their people who want to ferret out any hint of union activity. If people think they're saving money by going to Walmart, they're going to pay it in taxes if Walmart doesn't, or the programs in which their employees are encouraged to participate because they're not paid a living wage.
Right.
And also, it describes the factories in China and places like that in Bangladesh as well as Honduras that supply Walmart directly, and the conditions under which these foreign workers live who make these goods for Walmart are almost they're not even humane.
No, they're barbaric. If you want to,
I mean, they had people in Bangladesh brushing their teeth with ashes to the fire with their fingers because they couldn't afford a toothbrush. And also in China, they're forced to live in dormitories. and they are made to pay rent and their utilities to the company. It's like a company store type thing. And the Walton family has its own special place where they can go in case of an apocalypse, just like the president does. They have their own mount, their own Greenbrier type thing. They're a special bunker. They're flown in by special helicopters. It's the damnedest thing you've ever seen in your life. And they describe the just how hateful these people are. And, for example, they have a Walmart fund in which is for an emergency, and out of 1.5 million employees, they had contributed $5 million to it from all their employees. And you know how much the Walton family gave to it? $6,000.
Wow.
And it just went on to describe that the it made me realize, and it made me really appreciate the presence of and the effects of a union and its necessity, because these people will do anything they can to destroy a union or those people associated with it. And another thing, there are a number of cities in this country that have gotten together, like Inglewood, California started it, mm-hmm. and they have told them to get out. And when the Walmart people come into a city, the first thing they want to do is to destroy Main Street and make it an empty place.
And they do. They do, in large part, Jim. And everything that's in there is that you've just mentioned is absolutely the truth. You know, very few. It's hard to comprehend, but it is a fact that Walmart keeps fueled and ready to go on the tarmac at all times Gulfstream jet.
Oh yeah, they got a fleet of them
that they will dispatch to anywhere that there is the first mention of a union coming into any of their stores.
They spent $54 million on that fleet of jets. And they come there, and they have hidden cameras and all types of things that in break rooms. And they said that a lot of the people are paid so little they can't even afford to bring lunch, and they just sit there, or you know, they're afraid to be taught. Their associates are afraid to talk to one another because that means, you know, they are involved in a conspiracy to do something that is against the interests of the Waltons. And, you know, it's like living in a police state working for that company.
Well, there's a reason, Jim, that I've often compared it with the old, and you might have more experience than I with this, but the old Goom department store, because that's the ultimate business model of Walmart, is to be the only business left doing business on a retail level in America. They're anti-competitive, and they want it to finally be said that if you want it and Walmart doesn't have it, you don't need it.
Well, you know, if they busted up Standard Oil, and if they can break up Ma Bell, why can't they do something about Walmart?
Well, for starters, because there are people in office who don't want to do anything about Walmart.
Well, that's true.
Who think that Walmart is simply the bee's knees of the business world. But the problem is it's a self-defeating business model as far as I can tell, because the more they drive down wages in the United States, the less able Americans will be to purchase their garbage.
Well, exactly. And, you know, where the money's going is going to just a few select people who are members of the Walton family, and I think each one of them is worth around $18 billion.
Last I checked, it was closer to 28, but yeah.
Right. Well, this film has some age on it, but nonetheless, if people think that they are really getting a bargain when they go there, I want them to consider the increases they're going to have to pay in taxes when a Walmart comes to a town, because of all their employees are going to be put on public assistance. They never buy the land. They never pay any taxes on the land. They always lease it, so they don't have to pay taxes. And, you know, in the long term, you don't get anything cheap. You get what you pay for.
No, exactly, exactly.
And Walmart is a false thing about bargains for most people, and they're utterly rapacious in their efforts to get their way.
Well, I'm glad you saw the film, Jim, because frankly, every time someone sees that, it does a little bit more to help Americans understand exactly what's being done to us. Because
I have never opposed the union. I have always believed in them. And I have had some problems with some union people I know over religion, and we'll go into that. But I believe that a union is absolutely a very necessary thing, and is really a godsend, because it's the only tool that a worker can use to fight people like this. And but honest to God, when I saw this last night, I could not believe the things that the tactics that they use. I mean, they're just like, they have their own little core of like the SS.
Mm-hmm.
Go around in these stores, and they intimidate, they terrorize, and a lot of Walmart executives who've been separated for various reasons because they could not continue with the company. For example, like the ones who were sent into foreign countries to be sure that humane conditions were being maintained, they weren't expected to come back with an accurate report. They were expected to come back with a lie.
They were sent out with a bucket of whitewash and a brush, Jim.
And the ones who did not come back and do their job, they were separated from the company, and they were, ostracized and prevented from getting other jobs. I mean, these people are really vicious.
Yeah, they are.
And I just never see, I never realized, I mean, I never go to Walmart anyway, and because I just don't like the idea of, it's just too big a place for me, and big places and crowds are not my thing.
I can remember a long time ago when Walmart's big thing was Buy American. And
yeah, I mean, they're buying American. What they're doing is they're making this country a market for Chinese goods.
Yeah, they are. And if you were to go to Bentonville, Arkansas, you would find that there are some countries who have larger offices in Bentonville, Arkansas than they do for their own embassies to the United States. Seriously.
I don't doubt that. The only Walmarts that have any type of decent situations are the ones in Europe where they have strong unions and strong, you know.
But Walmart packed up and left Germany.
Well,
because the German government wouldn't tolerate their excesses.
Exactly. And, you know, this is basically going back to what is the difference between these people and the robber barons before the progressive era? None.
Right.
And I just can't believe that when we realize if these so-called good people go to the store and if they realize exactly how much that bargain was costing them in terms of other outlays that they're going to have to make in taxes that these companies don't pay, and the cost that their own employees at Walmart have to, you know, create upon the public, because they're given classes in how to get into these programs. So they're told to get food stamps. They're told to get
and they work their workers. They work their workers off the clock.
They do, and you know,
outright not paying people for labor done. And
exactly.
It was our good friend David calling from Tennessee maybe a week or so ago who pointed out the fact that if you look at the guy and say I'm already off, if you look at the boss and say I'm already off the clock, he said, well, you know, we're going to be making up the schedule for next week, and we might not be able to find you any hours.
They basically will tell them if you can't work that hour or two off the clock, then you can be off the clock permanently. They don't care.
And you can't get justice because the Labor Department has been made into a joke.
Yeah.
In the Bush administration.
They made a mockery of it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just incredible what these people are doing. And, you know, I guess I've been, I hadn't been paying that much attention.
They put meat cutters out of work in every store they have, Jim, because one store in Texas tried to unionize its butcher shop. Seriously. I believe that exactly, totally. You can't get meat cut in a Walmart. Everything comes to them prepackaged, vacuum sealed, water added for weight. Oh, it's a dirty business. It's a dirty business.
Honestly, truly, I don't know how these people can expect to live with themselves, but they can. I don't know if Sam Walton was like that originally, the old man.
He wasn't quite like this, but this is all done in a very similar vein. His oldest and first employee died a few years ago, and that individual died without health insurance and without a pension.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, on on that note, I just wanted to get that in about Huckabee being on Leno tonight and also about what I saw about Walmart and just share that with you.
Well, the year begins in typical fashion, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, it does, and it's going to be quite an election. But I can tell you one thing, Mr. Huckabee, and I'll just say this, and I'm going to get off here because I don't like to monopolize time. If he claims that angels could guide his bullet,
mm-hmm, and he does,
well, there might be an angel who might guide a bullet his way. He might not like that too much. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, angels. There's lots of angels and lots of bullets.
Absolutely. And how anybody could get up there and pretend the stuff that he's saying and go on the way he goes on, I would honestly be afraid for my immortal soul to do what he's doing.
Oh, well, yeah, and it gets even better. He threw a big party and was yucking it up with his faithful the other night and suggested that they do anything they can to stop non-Huckabee voters from going to the caucus in Iowa tomorrow night. He said, pile snow in front of their driveways. Let the air out of their tires. No kidding.
And this man claims to be a Christian.
Well, yeah, he's a Southern Baptist.
He claims to be a Christian. He's telling people to pull Halloween pranks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Commit criminal acts against property.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he'll come to no good end. I'll guarantee you one thing. I wouldn't trade places for that man for all the tea in Mexico. And on that note, I'm going to bid you goodbye, buddy.
And I know what you mean, Jim. Take care.
Bye.
Bye now. And rolling onward, let's see what's going on here. Hi, who have I got?
There.
Hey.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Well, I mean, sort of. We know there's no such thing as a New Year, but, yeah.
By the way, I've seen that movie, and I suggest everybody, you will never walk in another Walmart again. Ever.
Yeah. Of course, you know, but then again, Susan, to be fair, what does somebody do whose community has already been debased by Walmart and has nowhere else to go?
Well,
where do they go?
Here in St. Helens, we've got a Walmart here in our town, and it's in the process of driving out the other town, other stores, with the exception of the big chains. I'll go support the big chains rather than go to them.
I mean, for instance,
I'll do anything rather than drive. I don't know how many miles rather than go to Walmart.
You know, where I am, the Walmart that they put in nearest us is literally built on a Civil War battlefield.
Yeah.
Literally on top of the bones of Confederate war dead. Now, there is also a Kroger and a Kmart. The Kmart is like, God, it's like a desert now. The Kroger seems to be holding its own, and I do all of my grocery shopping at the Kroger in an effort to stay the hell out of that place. But, you know, the thing is, they really have succeeded in making it such that if you can't get it at Walmart, you don't need it.
Well, there's a big movement here, and a lot of the communities here in Oregon, they're going to court, they're doing the whole nine yards. Stay out of our community. We don't want you here.
Yeah,
and
because... They don't bring any good.
No. Deserts.
And,
they're like a poison pill.
And the thing is, it's a little bit frustrating because, you know, you see it and you know, but you knew already. Jim sees it, Jim suspected it, but now Jim has had it put right in front of his face. But Jim wasn't going there anyway.
Well, that's why I say to anybody who has even a question. Watch the movie. I downloaded it off the internet. Go watch it.
Yeah, you can get it on the internet now.
Yeah. By the way, that's not the reason I called, though. Have you got your tin hat on?
It's handy. I can put my hand upon my flying spaghetti monster.
Okay, very good, because I have a conspiracy theory.
All right.
Okay. And I came up with this before it came out that at the assassination of former Prime Minister Bhutto, there was a man with a gun And then there was another man who apparently detonated himself. Now, the biggest, at the time of the assassination, the biggest thing that made it seem like it was the Taliban was the fact that they indulged in suicide bombers. I immediately said, well, what happened if the guy didn't know he was a suicide bomber? What happens if he was handed a coat by, okay, creepy first killer says to creepy second killer, here, put this coat on. I want to be able to pick you up fast after the shooter and get you out of the crowd and get you away. Sure. Puts the coat on, goes, pulls the trigger. Creepy first killer standing there with a detonator. Boom.
Yeah.
There goes your loose end.
Oh, I don't think you're talking. I thought you were going to tell me something about aliens or secret money being minted in Kuala Lumpur or something like that. No. This is not a conspiracy. This is how that business works. I noticed today that they pushed the Pakistani elections back into February, and I could just, well, you know how it is. Somehow or another, I've begun to think like that little thug in the White House, and I could just hear him rubbing his hands together.
I sure wish we could make that happen here. I'd like to have another month on the job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, it just seems so convenient, because when Al Qaeda bombs, they don't want 40 dead bodies; they want thousands, at the very least, hundreds.
Well, I have a feeling whatever this new round of the circling of the Earth is. Whatever we care to call it, whether it's the year of the rat or the, you know, year 5,764 or the 1,400 years since whatever, you know, since whoever left wherever. Whatever this is that's coming reminds me of the words of Hunter S. Thompson, who said, big darkness soon come.
Oh, that's not bad.
And it really... I mean, the stock market, you know, came back after the holiday and went, oh, I've been shot.
It went, eep, and then go for the floor.
Get the gun, right? Forget the gun. Yeah, oh. And then.
I saw that.
You know, then, Happy New Year. You know what our American New Year's present was today? The day late? The much, much vaunted mythical $100 a barrel oil.
Yeah, $100 barrel oil.
Oh,
ain't life grand?
Yeah, it's the screwing's gonna get deep and painful.
Bohica.
Yeah. No kidding.
Where here it comes again.
Yep. So,
message to Agnes.
Yes.
Donald is going to get his dentures.
Oh, good.
Yeah, his kids came through.
Good. Wonderful.
I don't have to worry about him losing weight.
You can't beat, you really can't beat being able to eat.
Yeah, I know. And I know Agnes was fretting about that. That's one thing.
She does. She frets. That's the perfect word for it.
Very good.
So, you know, just strap in and hang on tight for the coming year. Because...
Oh, if I had a bomb shelter, I'd be in it. Because I have a feeling if that screaming chimp in the White House thought he could get away with it, or that Yahoo in the Vice President's mansion thought he could get away with it, he'd think it a real good way to go out would be to the mushroom clouds.
Well, but you know, they've got a plan for going down a mine shaft or something, because please remember, these idiots watch Dr. Strangelove and think that
it's a manual.
It's a doc. Yeah, they think it's a documentary.
Yeah.
Well, it's in black.
Worse yet,
Uncle Dick, it's in black and white. That means it must be true, right?
Oh, God. Worse yet, they watch 24. And, you know, they think you can set off a nuke in a major city and then just go on. You know, I'm going, oh, my God, people, use your head. please.
Yeah, charming bunch, aren't they?
It's fiction.
Charming bunch.
These are the same people who think the Left Behind series is true and the code.
Oh, the Da Vinci Code?
Yeah, the Da Vinci Code is true, which is my stepson. He was raving about that, and I'm going, it's fiction.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. I have the misfortune of having three first stepsons.
Well, you got to admit, it makes the holidays interesting.
Well, and then I'm Wiccan, and that does all the well.
Yeah.
I got all three of them trying to convert me.
Oh, well, you know, just like I said, strap in and hang on tight.
Well, I think what I'm going to do is the next time they try and convert me is I'm going to bring up the flying saucer. Go get a pirate costume, show out, you know, full pirate regalia and say, I'm converted!
Well, you know, I've been looking for a good pirate costume, but there aren't a lot of really quality ones out there.
Yeah. I'm not good with the sewing machine. I just might make my own.
Yar. Yeah, but where are you going to find... You know, remember, you got to get a stuffed parrot to put on your shoulder, too, Susan.
We're
going
to have to find somebody real good with crafts.
Or real bad with parrots, you know, one way or the other.
Yeah, that's true.
Susan, have a wonderful evening.
You too.
All right, bye now.
Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.
And we seem to have started out fairly busy. Hi, who have I got?
Hi, this is Juanita.
Hey, Juanita, how are you, dear?
I'm pretty good. How are you doing?
You know, I'm kind of refreshed.
Yeah.
I'm not as exhausted as I was the day after Christmas, because yesterday I just had a whole lot of fun watching football. And
right.
You know the nicest thing about corned beef and cabbage on New Year's Day?
What?
Corned beef hash for breakfast the next day.
Oh.
Yeah, I got up and fixed the whole fam-damily plates of homemade corned beef hash with a nice fried egg on the top and some sourdough toast, and yeah, it was
the
pretty
fried
well...
egg on top.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, it was very well received.
Did you watch that Hawaiian game?
Yeah, sadly I did. I had great hopes for Hawaii, but Mark Richt and his fundamentalists really made short work of them.
Oh. Okay. Well, the reason I called was I wanted to say a little something about Walmart, and then there was something else I wanted to say about Made in the USA. Little experience I just had.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Well, you want me to get Walmart out of the way?
You take it in whatever order you prefer, Juanita.
Well, you know, Walmart had a store up in, somewhere up in Canada, and they were unionized, and they just shut down.
Yeah, they did. Shut down, left town, goodbye, too bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that tells you something.
And the thing about that happened 2 or 3 years ago, they had illegal aliens, I guess, working, cleaning up the stores, and they had them locked in.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody got sick. The way they found it out was one of them got sick, and they couldn't get out. I don't know. I think they were sued. I don't know what the outcome was, but, you know. So, anyway.
Yeah, they're...
The other thing I wanted to say about Made in the USA,
mm-hmm.
You know, I've heard a lot about Tom DeLay and his little foray over in Pacific. Where is that island where Made in the USA? And
yeah, the
labor?
Yeah, the Marianas Protectorate, yes.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if this is where this was made or not, but I bought a little thing through the mail, a little step stool that folded.
Mm-hmm.
And, anyway, it was just up high enough to where I could step on and do some work, you know, reaching up just enough because see, I have a problem with dizziness and that's about as high as I can go.
Right.
And I was working away and all of a sudden, that thing folded up and under me.
Oh, mercy.
And I could feel myself falling backwards. and I don't know what I grabbed onto, but I grabbed onto something, and it broke my fall, thank God. And anyway, I was telling this friend of mine, and she said, I know what I did. I called the place where I ordered it from and told them what happened. I said, you shouldn't be selling this product. And they said, well, we will notify the manufacturer and said, we'll take that off your bill because I've got it on credit. And so anyway, I was telling this friend of mine about it, and she said, well, where was it made? And I said, I don't know. I hadn't had time to look. And I looked, and it said made in the USA. Well, I had told her about the slave labor deal, and I said, I don't know if that meant over here or over there, you know.
Right.
But it did say made in the USA. So with the computer, it said it was Adams Manufacturing Company or something like that. Well, I looked up on the Internet, and I found it. It's supposed to be in Pennsylvania. Well, I looked up the details of it, and it said they made $800,000 a year or $80,000 a year. I forgot. But it said they had one employee. Now, you know that one employee couldn't have made it because this is advertised in all kind of catalogs.
Mm-hmm.
So you got any ideas how I can find out where it was really made?
No, because that's all proprietary within the company. But you know if they got one employee, that one employee is not exactly cranking out 80 or 800,000
right.
step stools a year.
Right.
Now,
right.
Everybody's got a little shop in a manufacturing zone somewhere in China that is cranking this stuff out. And
but
frankly,
this is made in the USA, so I was wondering if it was made in the Marianas.
Well, that's a possibility too. But I don't think
that's what they say they put on there because it is. We do own it, I guess. Whatever, we're in control of them.
Right. I think if you were to dig deep, you would find out there's a lot of fraud in that kind of labeling. That's why,
uh-huh.
among other things, American companies or companies that are ostensibly American resist, Juanita, the idea of having to label things. You know, before Thanksgiving, we had that story about Walmart resisting labeling country of origin. It's called Country of Origin, boy, I should have stayed off another day. Country of Origin Labeling. It's called COOL legislation. And Walmart wants nothing to do with it because, you know, you might look down at one of those Walmart turkeys and find out that it was raised in, lower bumchuck and decide that you didn't want anything to do with their turkey. And their sales go down, and the next thing, well, you see how it works.
Yeah.
I mean, we roasted a turkey at Thanksgiving. And just because I'd seen the story, I was kind of particular about it. I looked all over the label of that sucker, and I couldn't see anywhere that said where that turkey came from.
Well, you know that at Thanksgiving, they had a bunch of them from China, and they said it was too late to recall them because it already gone out to all the stores all over the country.
Imagine that. We can't raise our own turkeys anymore. This is a nation that is headed. I mean, we're on greased rails headed for disaster.
I know it.
You know, when you can't make your own shoes, when you can't raise a turkey,
mm-hmm.
when the only way you can raise a beef cow is to put it in a 100-acre lot up to its own kneecaps or whatever it is cattle have in poo, sitting right next to where it's eaten. You're
and
in trouble. You are a nation in trouble.
Up cow parts.
Yeah. Well, you know,
dry
parts is parts, I guess. Right.
And it's the herbivore.
Right. Yeah, make it right. Mm-hmm. You know, this is it does not bode well for us. That's why I'm stalking off my my garden boundaries for this summer.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to imagine. We've got a bunch of snow on the ground here now. But
mm-hmm.
I'm an optimist and spring is just around the corner.
Oh, yeah. We're having a freeze tonight here in Florida.
Well, I heard Guy James talking about that earlier today.
Yeah,
it's going to get brutally cold for you folks.
27 here. Well, they're already, last night they covered the strawberries, and it was like about 38, so that's not really freezing.
No,
but
29 mm-hmm. and 28 can sure whack an orange crop in a hurry.
Definitely. And see, in Florida, we're not prepared for that, you know, nothing's
no.
built for that or anything.
28
degrees. A lot of people laugh at us about
it. No, but 28 degrees to you guys is like 10 below to us.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's pretty cold. If it gets any colder than that, we don't know what to do.
Yeah. And, the farmers have the smudge pots out to the extent that there are any farmers left. I don't know. The entire orange crop may be produced by a conglomerate now.
There's still a lot of farming here. There's not a lot of citrus here like there used to be, but still, that affects everything. When that citrus freezes, this voice, and all they can do is juice it. And it's a mess.
And it doesn't sell at as high a price as juice as it does, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't... once it's off that tree, that's it. It doesn't do like bananas. It doesn't ripen later or whatever, it just starts to rot. And especially when it's frozen.
It
used to be the big thing around here. That's what my folks worked in, the citrus industry. But a lot of that's gone from around here. A lot of the groves are gone. But it used to be really bad, and there's a lot of it's a big farm place here, with tomatoes. You heard about how they treat the tomato farm migrant workers.
Oh gosh, yes.
But they treat them all like that. They have camps and all where they're imprisoned and all. Really, it's bad. It's been that way for years, really.
Mm.
But anyway, so we do have a lot of farming in this area, you wouldn't believe, and ranching, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah, a lot of cattle.
A lot of cattle, yeah. You just don't think of Florida in those terms, but pretty much that's it. And then the tourist industry is, I guess, the...
Tourist farming.
The third one. Huh?
Yeah, tourist farming.
Yeah.
Keep them down there a couple of weeks and then ship them back out to somewhere else. Well, Juanita, I hope your year goes very well for you, and that you prosper, and that you
thank you
have some respite. But like I told Susan, and I'll tell everybody else, hang on tight because it's going to get ugly, and it's going to get ugly fast.
Yeah. Just hope for the best. I'll tell you, because those people are vicious. They're vicious. Anyway.
All right. You have a wonderful evening.
Sometimes your enemy, sometimes you...
Oh, yeah, you got to keep an eye on them. You can't you can't expect to beat them by just pretending they don't exist. And
a lot of people don't realize that they are, they're not nice people. They think they're just kind of... Some people think they're just kind of mistaken, the ones that...
Or, I just have a difference of opinion with them.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Or they've got a good heart. They just don't know any better or whatever. But they're evil. They're very evil. And they know what they're doing. I do believe that.
Sure they do. Sure they do. They mean to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
And this being an election year, they're going to be particularly nasty.
Yeah.
And they will, frankly, if civilization was just a shade nastier, they'd shoot you quick as look at you and call it freedom.
Oh, I think that they probably do that. Don't you?
In some instances.
Yeah. Isn't it funny how those people show up where disaster happens? Didn't Negroponte go to Pakistan?
Yeah, death follows him wherever he goeth.
Yeah.
Juanita, I'm going to try to catch a couple more calls here. You have a wonderful evening.
And you too. God bless you in every way, upside and downside.
Well, thank you very kindly, and you as well. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's see what's going on here.
Hey, Bob, it's Kevin.
Hey, Kevin, how are you?
Happy New Year.
And the same to you.
Yeah, well, happy new beginnings also. I think a trifecta for me, moving back to New York, divorce was finalized over the holiday and teaching.
That's a tough time to finalize something like that. But
oh, yeah, but it had to be done because that was the only time I had time off. But, hey.
I think I can hear a little more Brooklyn in your voice already.
Well, you can take the guy out of Brooklyn, but you can't take the Brooklyn out of a guy.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah. One thing I thank God for, I won't say never, but I won't have to see Walmart on a daily basis.
Are there still neighborhood stores and mom and pops and stuff like
that? That's all there really is here. You know, we have Target, and you know we have Costco.
Now, see, I have Costco envy.
Yeah, I like Costco
because they're run on a fairly as to the extent that a giant retailer can, they're run on a fairly moral model.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're union friendly. The Teamsters have a good relationship with them. And they got a bunch of cool stuff.
Oh, yeah. And, Target is that bad. I wouldn't say it's as great as Costco, but hey, you know.
Right.
You take what you can get. You know, what I wanted to, but I just wanted to point out that, part of the reason why Walmart hasn't invaded New York or polluted New York is because basically, you know, the city has demanded that they pay its workers like $9 an hour, which they're not going to do, be getting salary. Hello?
Yeah, that's part of it. And I think in light of something that Jim mentioned a little bit ago, Kevin, also, you know, they never buy their land. They always lease it.
Oh yeah,
and I wonder if they could lease land anywhere in the greater New York metropolitan area where they could actually afford to run a store.
Probably not, because it takes up too much real estate, and it would have to be like way out in the Bronx or Staten Island, which are the two cheapest boroughs remaining, or counties, whatever you want to call it. But.
And if they're out in the hinterland, they're not going to accomplish their goal anyway.
Well,
so
people will come there because people will come out there if they will build it, people will come to save a dollar. But the problem is, especially in Staten Island, there is no real public transportation out there.
Well, because it's an island.
Yeah, and it's pretty much cut off from the rest of the city, except for one or two links. But also want to pay attention to the Iowa caucus, you know, putting Walmart aside. I think John Edwards is starting to get the press that he's deserving.
He is, and he's also, it appears from at least one poll that I glanced at earlier today, that he's in a dead heat with Obama and Clinton.
Yeah, because he was on, I think, Time magazine or Newsday last week or the week before. It's a dark horse, and I'm like, I never thought of him being a dark horse. It's just a main contender. It's just that the press has been very cruel to him.
Disdainful, even. In the world of politics, it's better to have somebody saying nasty things about you than saying nothing at all.
Exactly. Even Alan Keyes is getting better. More press than he is with Alan Keyes.
Alan Keyes. Oh, you know, I could have gone another week with him, maybe two, without hearing that name, but yeah, no, you just had to.
Well, he's a joke, and, you know, like, and I think it was you who said any black man that's a Republican is like a chicken being for Colonel Sanders.
Yeah, that, actually, you know who first said that?
Who?
That was minister father of former Oklahoma Congressman J.C. Watts, who was apparently at one point in time the only African American Republican in America. And somebody asked his father, you know, well, would you vote for your son? He said, black man voting for the Republicans like a chicken voting for Colonel Sanders. And so, you know, his own daddy said he wouldn't vote for him.
Yeah, well, you know what kind of person you must be when your own parents vote for you.
Yeah, true enough. And then, well, it's reminiscent of Ari Fleischer, too, whose parents are FDR-style Democrats. And he said, you know, here I am, a spokesman and a Republican, spokesman for the White House and a Republican. He said, that in my parents' estimation, that's just slightly above being a crack dealer.
Well, I just think at the end of the day, these people are doing it for the money. It you know, it is what it is. You know, Republicans do pay better.
Oh, they do. Believe me, I know. Yeah.
And it's about the paycheck. It really is about, you know, take Condoleezza Rice. You know, she used to work for Gary Hart.
Long, long ago. That's very true. I'd forgotten about that.
Yeah, she was a Democrat like 15, 20 years ago. So, you know, these are opportunist people, you know, and my personal favorite, Amorosa from, from the Donald Trump show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. That one makes
me. Condi Rice.
Oh, I'd forgotten about her.
Yeah. One time she tried to switch camps and go to the Bush campaign, you know, after Clinton got out of her office. So it's like, you know, these people, they morphed. Like I said, to me, I'm at the point where, Democrat or Republican, people in Washington are very opportunistic, and they will go wherever the money is, like human nature.
To a certain extent, yeah, and a lot of that, I think, is also because we still, on our side, Kevin, we still don't get it. You said the Republicans pay better, and that's absolutely true. But they pay better because they understand how important it is that they do so. Unless you're in the way up in the thin atmosphere reaches of Democratic Party politics, we don't pay better.
Well, not only that, I think there's a payback in the right wing. It's profitable, and it's immediately profitable to be in the right wing. You know, come on, politicians pay big money.
Well, look who they've created. Ann Coulter is an entirely, she's entirely a made-up creation. Same with Michelle Malkin. Help me with a few others. People that have just, the creeps over at Newsmuck. Newsmax was entirely a creature that was made out of whole cloth by right-wing money. And they did it for good reason, because it's the same thing that I mentioned a few minutes ago with politics. Being ignored is worse than being excoriated.
Oh, yeah.
I once tried to explain to people in talking about right-wing radio, and they'd say, well, I'm going to call the station manager tomorrow and give him a piece of my mind. So, yeah,